Jesus was fruitful. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it die, it brings forth much fruit. He that loves his life shall lose it, and he that hates his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serves me, him will my Father honor. John chapter 12 verses 24 to 26. Good trees bring forth good fruit. Beware of false prophets, who come to you in sheep's clothing but are ravening wolves inwardly. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Every good tree brings forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree produces evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that brings not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore by their fruits you shall know them. Matthew chapter 7 verses 16 to 20. Hearing and understanding the word brings forth fruit. Hear you therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the wicked one catches away from what was sown in his heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside. But he that received the seed into stony places, the same is he that hears the word and at once with joy receives it. Yet, he has no root in himself but endures only for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, by and by, he is offended. He also that received seed among the thorns is he that hears the word, and the care of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. But he that received seed into the good ground is he that hears the word, and understands it, which also bears fruit, and brings forth, some a hundredfold, some 60, some 30. Matthew chapter 13 verses 18 to 23. Jesus the vine and believers as branches. Jesus is the true vine. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and he purges every branch that bears fruit, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. John chapter 15, 1-3. Total dependence in the vine. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abides in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abides in me, and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. John chapter 15, 4-5. Abide in Jesus' word. If a man does not abide in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words shall abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. John chapter 15, 6-7. Fruit bearing glorifies the Father. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you, continue you in my love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. John chapter 15 verse 8-10. He that rejects me, and receives not my words, has one that judges him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day.